Today is August 20th. We're going to continue from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis, the second chapter, the first halacha. We had read the halacha yesterday again, and it was on page 1. Maybe I should have given that out too. If you want to see the halacha, the wording of the Rambam, but hopefully you won't need it. And what we mentioned is the source of the Rambam is the Gemara in Yuma that says Heichi Dami Baal Tshuva. Now, the simple understanding of Heichi Dami Baal Tshuva, what is a Baal Tshuva? It sounds like if you want to be this is the way to be a Baal Tshuva, like this and no other. That's what it sounds like. In fact, the Mefarshim say that's why Rabbeinu Yonah said when he quotes the Gemara. He says, "Hey, what was his word? Hey, zehu bal tshuva asher tshuva se magas ad kisei hakava. What is a bal tshuva whose tshuva reaches up until the kisei hakava? In other words, his understanding of the Gemara is not that the Gemara means to say, you want to know what tshuva is? Do this, and if you don't, you haven't fulfilled tshuva. No, the Gemara is describing for us a very high level of tshuva. We pointed out, in contrast, that when the Rambam uses the words Ezehu Tshuva Gemura, it sounds like from the Rambam that there's a, as he says very clearly, if you don't do this, it's Tshuva Mu'ula. You could do a Tshuva Mu'ula, which with doing the basics, but not overcoming the Avera once more in the similar setting. Not doing this, we'll call it Tshuvas HaMishkol, which many of the Mefarshim refer to it as, not doing this extra Tshuva, that's not Tshuva Gemura. There's Tshuva Gemura and there's Tshuva Me'elas, a Tshuva that helps. A Tshuva Gemura, he later calls Tshuva Mu'ula, which is a higher level. The simple understanding of the Rambam is very similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, which is there's a higher level of tshuva, there's a basic tshuva. A tshuva that's magas ad kisei hakavod, it's so powerful it ends up reaching the kisei hakavod. Okay, so that's one way of understanding the Rambam. The problem is that the Rambam, number one, changes his expression. Later on, he describes an entity called Tshuva Mu'ula, a higher level of Tshuva. He doesn't call it Tshuva Gemura. Mu'ula is a Mu'ula, means a higher level. At the beginning of the halacha, though, when he seems to be quoting the Gemara, he says Tshuva Gemura. Okay, and besides, why did he change the wording of the Gemara? Now, changing the wording of the Gemara is not so surprising because he perhaps is lending explanation. Like Rabbeinu Yonah also, he puts in a little carrot, right? Shemagas ad kisei hakavod, right? So, I quoted for you yesterday the Sefer Yogel Yaakov. Actually, we'll see. I typed it up here. We'll see it inside here. It's a beautiful slant on the Rambam. The Yogel Yaakov is the second paragraph on this source sheet. He says like this. First of all, Kavonas Rabbeinu Yonah Reish Yud. Rabbeinu Yonah is L'chayra Ki Heichid Le'Tikshi. Okay, we'll skip that. Okay, second line. Omnam Al Divrei HaRambam, he writes like this. We'll start by the quotes here. Yesh Leimer De Rabbeinu Mefarish Pirish Acher B'Divrei HaGemara. Our Rambam is explaining something different than the way we understood, for instance, the Rabbeinu Yonah. What we understand Rabbeinu Yonah is he's saying there's different levels, there's a basic tshuva, and there's a higher level of tshuva, and perhaps that's what the Rambam is speaking about later on in his halacha. But what he means to say is like this, Umashmed ein kavonoso, from the words of the Rambam, it sounds that his kavon is not l'mashakos Rabbeinu Yonah, Tahainu darga gavoa b'tshuva. There's a higher level of tshuva. What he means rather to say is, Ela de belavze Ein tshuva se gemura. Without this, his tshuva is not complete. Now, what does that mean? He doesn't say it's not tshuva at all, but it's not a tshuva gemura. What does that mean? Dehavadai de'etzem ha'tshuva hi. Certainly, that tshuva itself, the very basics is dal yedei acharata v'azivas achet yashuv. That's for sure. He's got to do the basics, right? And that is tshuva. And he does it in such a way, she'einu shayach yaiser lo'ise achet. He has no connection any longer to that sin. And therefore he says, v'imkein, nira, dimchata adam v'asa tshuva kedina. If a person does tshuva, the basics of tshuva, right? V'imbo liyado yaiser achet, and that sin comes along again, v'lo yizgaber al yitzrei. So he did do basic tshuva, but it's a sort of like chayzer v'ner. This tshuva this avera could reemerge. It could be in remission. It's like hiding, you know. It's like it's still there though, right? But v'chazer v'nichshol ba'isei achet, if a person is not misgaber, if he doesn't overcome his yetzahara and he falls into the trap of this chet, of this sin, as batla tshuva seharishayna. So if the person did a basic tshuva, and now the avera comes again, now his initial tshuva is batal. He now destroyed his previous tshuva. Why? Shehare maisav meichichin shaleishav b'emes. His actions show that he didn't truly, just like chas v'shalom, a person is sick, like Elena v'lakol Yisrael, and they go into remission, it comes back, it means it wasn't totally gone. Right? Amnam nira, dimba liyadai. However, if and this is what the Rambam, this is how he understands the Rambam, such a beautiful explanation of the Rambam. Imba liyadai upirish v'layasam epnei atshuva. If a person does have the avera come to him once again, and he does tshuva, because of tshuva he refrains. Dahayinu sheshuvasai Ha'ila Shepirish. In other words, if he does overcome the temptation after it represents itself. Yes? So that's what the Rambam calls Tshuva Se'me'ula. That's a Tshuva Gemura. He did a Tshuva in a stronger way. You see that his Tshuva, in the first case, the guy succumbed after it represented itself. Yeah? Right? In this case, he overcame the Yetzirah. What does it show? If he would have failed, it shows that his initial tshuva is not a good tshuva. But if it comes back again, it tempts him again, and he refrains, what does that show? That his initial tshuva was a tshuva gemura. The Rambam says, you want to know what kind of tshuva will not resurface? You want to know if it's been obliterated entirely? It's been destroyed entirely, your chet? That's if you're tempted again? And you don't succumb. Now listen to this. This is the big chiddush. This is what we were talking about yesterday. All right? So his tshuva was so strong that when the avera presents itself once more, he's able to withstand and he overcomes it. That's tshuva gemura. Umeata, and now says the Yogel Yaakov, Im Yashuv v'yipo b'machmeri ha'yetzer. If once again falls into the trap of the Yetzirah, and we all know this, we've all had situations in our own lives where we've had an avera that we've committed, we've worked on it, we overcame it, and then several months, years, whatever it is later, unfortunately, tzirik tzimah. Says the Yogel Yaakov, unbelievable. If chas v'shalom yikashel, if he'll stumble again by isi achet, shuv ein ze mevatel tshuvasai. If your initial tshuva was so strong that when you were presented with the avera again, you overcame the temptation, that was tshuva gemura. If a person falls into the trap again, this is a new avera. It's a new slate. And what's the proof? Because you had the avera come up again and you withstood it. Why? Because of tshuva. That's a sign. So he's really harping on the underscore. Tshuva gemura. The Rambam is not describing a higher level in quality. He's saying this completes a circle. Person engaged in Avera, he did tshuva, still not so certain that that tshuva is 100% foolproof. Test it. Test its strength by a Yetzihara coming in the same setting as the Rambam describes. He overcomes it. Oh, that's a proof that his tshuva was a tshuva gemura. Now the fact that he falls in again, this is a new thing. It's a new person. Ein zem mevatel tshuva so yerishayna. The fact that you did tshuva yesterday, it's not who you fooling. That's the real me, that I did tshuva. Now there's a new Yetzihara that comes by and tempts me. That's a new thing. Shari be'emes ha'ila tshuva. I already proved that my tshuva was a real tshuva because when I was presented with the Avera a second time, I did overcome it. It helped l'hafrishe min ha'chet. U'mach she'nichshel me'ata. And now that he stumbled another time today, hu davar chadosh, ve'enei mitstaref, it's not correct, it's a spelling error, l'chetei harishayin, ve'enei mevatal tshuvasei. Unbelievable pshat in the Rambam. So there's one way of understanding the Rambam like Rabbeinu Yonah, which is what seemingly what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, which is that there's a higher level of tshuva. It's very much more potent. It reaches the Kesi Yaakov. The Rambam is describing, according to the Yogi Yaakov, in a different plane. He's describing at what point do we know that the tshuva is a tshuva gemura and it's complete and it will not resurface. This same avera will not resurface. When he does tshuva in such a way where he's tempted and it's tested, tried and tested, his tshuva. End of story. Close the book. Now there's a new thing. A person is human. Kihu yada yitzreinu, breakers rachim tizkar, kihu yada yitzreinu, the Rebbeinu Shem understands, he comes back again with a new Yetzihara. But it's a new Yetzihara.
The only problem I have is I understand what I'm saying. When he's tested the first time and he succeeds, he was put in the exact situation. I mean, as he had before, now he succeeds. If later on he fails, being in the same exact situation, it seems in my own limited mind, it seems like it's theory.
Okay, but you can't refute the fact that he was once tested and he overcame it. What do you say about that?
Yeah.
If he never overcame the same Yetzihara, so then this reflects very badly on his initial tshuva. Maybe it wasn't so. Look, it's been tested. And it didn't survive, right?
But there was a little bit of a, what do you call it, a little Yetzer, it wasn't a new Yetzer. I mean, it seems to me that it's still like a seed. You know,
let me ask you a question. You invent a new rocket ship, yeah? They're looking to replace the space shuttle. You invent a new one, a new spacecraft, yeah? And they test it. They put it through all sorts of tests. They test it, and the first one goes up, no problems. Now the second one goes up, and it explodes. Do you scrap the program or do you try to look for a way? Now, if it was the first one, a lot of people would be there, all the naysayers, all the negative, you know, comments, right? But if it went up once and everything was fine, then when it goes up a second time and there's a problem, they look to solve the problem as opposed to scratch the whole program. So the idea is, the fact is, you've proven that this spaceship could work. It actually went up one time.
There might have been something in it that just didn't go off the first time. You know,
so there's things that you might have to perfect and so on, but you've proven that this sort of thing could work. You've proven that this spacecraft works.
Yeah.
What happened the second time? Maybe there was this problem or that problem. It's a new problem. Obviously, it has to be a new problem. Otherwise, if it would have occurred the first time, it would have exploded the first time. You can't take away from a person. I'm going to ask you a question. I'll give you the example I gave is the spacecraft, yeah? Let's say it goes up the first time and then five times it explodes. It may not be worthwhile to try to fix the problem, but can I say about this spacecraft, it doesn't work?
Maybe.
It's got problems. It's got problems. Could this thing theoretically work? Yes, it could. Now, you have issues. It may not be worthwhile to fix the issues, right? But it doesn't reflect, it doesn't negate the fact that you got that spaceship up one time. So that's what the Rambam is saying. If at one time in your life, the Gemara happens to say two, and we'll get to that, but the Rambam says if one time in your life you're presented with that same thing and you've overcome it, that's a proof positive, and no one could ever take that away from you, according to this interpretation of the Yogel Yaakov, that's what the Rambam means to be talking about. No one could ever take it away from you, the fact that you did a tshuva gemura. Now, we are human. And human beings are, unfortunately, like we mentioned yesterday, forgetful and silly and all the other names you can call us. The fact is, though, you can't take it away from this person that at one time. Yes?
Maybe a little person's like a higher madriga after the holidays.
So we were talking exactly about that yesterday, where... Yeah, exactly about that yesterday. That's what the Mefarshim say. It's not a game. A whole El Yom Kippur, we behave in a wonderful way. We're like Malachim, and we know good and well that tonight, you know, we're gonna go by Lulav and Esrig, and if somebody steps on our foot, we're not gonna be very happy, and we might say something very sharp back to them. You don't know that during Nila that you're gonna be that way, so it's a lie. The answer is no. This is the way I really want to be, and we hope that our tshuva is so sincere during Ne'ilah, that's really, really, really the way we want to be. And as it says, Rishayin hu l'cheshven avaynos, it says it about Sukkot, right? It's the beginning of cheshven avaynos. It's a new slate. This is a new challenge. Chas v'shalom, unfortunately, sometimes people, but the tshuva was, you can't take away my real tshuva. This was a real tshuva. So it's a very powerful interpretation of the Rama, but this idea in general, this idea of Basher Husham, that the Rabbi Hashem, I mean, we're taking advantage of such a thing, the Rabbi Hashem judges us, but it's not a joke. Why does Hashem judge us Basher Husham? Why? Is he, he says, okay, I'll let one time a year, I'll let you fool me? Stand in front of me, act like a malach, you know, and I know you're faking because tonight things are going to be very different, but you know.
Yeah, you just inspired me. You know what it is? It's like that's the real me. That's
exactly.
Exactly. Before the sin or the yin before the ego. Maybe I'm going to sin, but this is the real me. This is what I'm aspiring to. This day is the day. Wow, it's so beautiful.
This is the real me. That's what Yom Kippur is about. I remember many, many, many years ago. I don't want to date myself here, but. I heard a shmooze on Erev Yom Kippur from Rav Volba. If I'm not mistaken, at home I have a tape of it, and I think the family, I once mentioned it to the family that I have the tape of that shmooze, and they asked me to send it to them. I don't remember if I did or I didn't. But I don't know if the recording is so clear. But he spoke about panemius, about the true, genuine human being. What's inside? What's really inside? And that's what Yom Kippur is about. We're not focused on, hopefully, on what's going on in the outside world. Focus on the real me. The real me. And the real me knows that when I'm thrown back into the fake world, I'm not going to be as real as I really want to be. But one day a year, I say to Hashem, maybe 40 days a year, hopefully, we say to Hashem, this is the real me. This is the way I want to be. And I'm going to hope that the inspiration I get from these days, not just I reset myself and reprogram myself and recharge myself, but I'm going to hopefully have that project on the rest of the year as well. Okay, let's go a little further in the Rambam. So as we mentioned, the Rambam does not say, like the words of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Hey, chidami bal tshuva, what is a bal tshuva? If something presents itself in Avera one time or two times, once, twice, and he refrains. The Rambam only has one, only once, yeah? So the Lecha Mishnah picks up on this, and the other Mefarshim, and basically they say that the Rambam had a different version of the Gemara. Now, what's interesting is that they bring proofs from other Gemaras, very interesting proofs, that it doesn't have to be this girsa that the Rambam had, that it's only one time. In order for something to be tshuva gemura or heichi dami, but whatever this gemara is talking about, a higher level of tshuva or a more complete tshuva, we have proofs from gemaras that it only has to be once. Watch this. And this I have on the source sheet here. You have a gemara here in Kiddushin. It says like this, Yasha v'le over aveira, if a person sits and does not do an aveira, nice and like schar, ka is a mitzvah. Yeah. The Rebbe Shlom gives reward like he did a mitzvah. No, just I just sat around. I wasn't tempted, and I wasn't anything. No, Amar Lei Hasan. The Gemara says, "Kigayin Shabbat Dvar Aver Liyadai V'Nitzel Hemenu." So here you see an allusion to this idea that just one time a person refrains is already. Many of the Sfarim quote this Gemara, and as well the second Gemara is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It says, Ashrei Ish, this is more direct, this proof. This is more of a proof. The other one is more of an allusion. But it says, Ashrei Ish, Yareis Hashem. B'mitzvayis of Chafetz Me'oid. Where does it say that? Ah, very good. Okay. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Fortunate is the man who is Yareis Hashem, he fears Hashem. And as we spoke in the past, Yira Shemai means an awareness that the Rebbe Hashem is there and being aware of what detriment an Avera can cause and what terrible degradation it is for the Rebbeinu Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. So, what does it mean? Ashrei Ish Yareis Hashem, says the Gemara, Ashrei Ish, like Ashrei Isha. A woman doesn't have to fear Hashem. Huh? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Ashrei Mi She'Oisa Tshuva Kishu Ish. Fortunate is a man who does tshuva while he's an ish. Upirish Rashi, kishu ish, means kishu bachur bekeichai. Man versus woman symbolically would be a stronger. You ever find the weightlifting teams, the male teams don't ever compete with the women teams. You ever notice that? It's just a fact of life. I'm sure the. Some organizations in this world will try to refute that. And I know many women who could bench press far more than I can. And they move around furniture like with their pinky. But in general, women typically are not as strong as men. And therefore, what we're saying, it's symbolic. Every person has times in their lives that they're strong and times in their lives when they get older and their strength wanes. So fortunate is the man, we learn from this pasuk, it's referring to any person. Any person has, even a woman has times when she's symbolically a man as far as strength, and symbolically a woman as far as strength. Fortunate is the person who does tshuva. He's Yorei Es Hashem. He does tshuva when? When he's young. Kishu ish, kishu bachur b'kaychei kolaymer, mimaher lahakir b'irei kaydem yimei zikna. You find so many people that in their youth, they fooled around, they wasted their time, and you know, they come 70, 80 years old, you know. Time to get serious here. There's a reason why we're here, right? A fortune is the one who does it when they're young. A person does it when they're 30, 40, 50, an unbelievable thing, do it at a young age. And then, I guess if I was giving this shirt 15 years ago, I'd use different numbers. And 20 years from now, I'd use different numbers. But relatively, when a person's in their strength, they have the ability to do otherwise.
This would be good for your boys' high school class.
I should tell them to do tshuva. People typically don't come to class to hear that they have to do tshuva. To slip it under the carpet. Okay. But the point is a beautiful Gemara that really emphasizes what we're talking about here, which is that a person has to recognize the Rebbeinu Shlom. Wow, but this is mamash what the Rambam is saying. With the same strength, it's not enough, right? If you want it to be tshuva gemura or tshuva mayela meula or tshuva magas at gizekav, whatever you want to call it, this beyond basic tshuva is something that has to be done while a person has the ability to still. Now, in that gemara, the Svarim point out, doesn't say twice. You shouldn't be tempted twice. He does tshuva just while he's in his strength. Okay.
So for us, who are not what do we do about that?
You're still in your years of strength. Don't kid anybody. You're using that as an excuse. You're using an excuse. All of us, Baruch Hashem, in this room are still in. And their strength, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yerushalayim, which will last for many, many decades. Okay. Okay. Now, the next question is a question that we alluded to before, and that the Rambam is saying that the way he describes it, the Gemara just says he had an Avera. The Avera presented itself again, right? Pam Rishayna v'nitzel haymena. The way the Rambam describes it, he gives an extra explanation, right? The Rambam goes through a further explanation, and he says the words... Here it is. Ketzat, Harishabal, Isha Bavera. He had relations with a woman against the law. Ulachar zman nesiached ima. And after a while, he is nesiached with her. Forbidden to do that. Nesiached is to be in seclusion with a woman. It's forbidden. It's usur. Not only that, it sounds like from the Rambam, if you want Shuvah Gemura, this is what you got to do. Go get yourself into a position where you're tempted, once again, in the same setting. And a person knows he had this trouble when he was in Hong Kong on a business trip. So he should go there again and be tempted again. No, it's a good thing. Terrible.
Sounds like a
Goyish thing. Yeah, terribly Goyish thing to do. In fact, the Gemara says, we say to a Nazir, keep away from the... From the Kerem, keep away from the vineyard. Schar, schar. Recoil, go back. Amrina l'nazir. Leich, leich, amrina l'nazir. Schar, schar. L'karma l'sikrav. Don't get close to the vineyard. The person says, you're not allowed to do this. So what's the Rambam saying? So in Shulchan Aruch, Reb Shlomo Kluger has a pirish, Chachma Shlomo, and he says there's no question that the Rambam doesn't mean that you have to go and recreate the situation. That's 100% forbidden. And in fact, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, we quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah, didn't we? We have Rabbeinu Yonah at the top of our sheet. Look at the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Eizehu Baal Tshuva, the second line in that first paragraph there. He's quoting the Gemara in Yuma. Ezeu bal tshuva asher tshuvasa magas ad kisei hakaved. He slips in his explanation there. Kasher nivchan v'yeitzei naki. When he's tested, v'yeitzei naki. Ba'ayse perek. Uba'ayse makayim. Uba'ayse isha. Yeah? Same perek, same place. Ratza leimar. Ready for these words? Ki his damein hachet liyadei. What does that mean? The Avera presents itself. His domain is an opportunity, arises. We didn't go through the Rabbeinu Yonah, we should do it. Bez Hashem, next week we'll do it. But very clear saying, he happened to have been presented with it. Oh. Now this opens a whole can of worms, which we'll discuss next week, and that is, does the Ramba mean that in order to do tshuva properly, you have to go through this situation? Or does the Rambam mean that you have to be strong enough that if the situation presents itself, could you fulfill Tshuva Gemura without actually going through these steps? Could there be a theoretical Tshuva Gemura? In fact, the Rambam speaks about it in the next halacha, about Hashem testifying on him. We'll get to that next week. But that's really basically the big question here. The big question is, does the person on the ground, does he actually have to go through this situation? Or is it enough theoretically? And the difference will be, is what happens if the only way to accomplish this is if we understand the Rambam to mean, not like we're saying now, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, but we understand the Rambam to mean that, he know, in order to truly get the Tshuva Gemura, you don't go through these steps, too bad on you. And you're not allowed to present, you're not allowed to recreate this sort of situation, okay? So, too bad. Or does the Rambam mean, no, you, as long as you are strong enough that theoretically, if you would go be presented with this, you would overcome it? That's Tshuva Gemura. So that's a question, Bez Hashem, that we'll deal with next week.